Good morning, Tom.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, it was an uncharacteristically brief media session last night that made it clear that that game, that loss, I suppose that missed opportunity, hacked you off pretty well. What was the specific nature of your ire last night after the game, Tom?
That was really one that we let kind of get away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had a lot of great opportunities to win the game and to win a division title and you know, just came up short. So it was just frustrating, you know, all the way around. We got off to a better start than we got off to, you know, the previous, whatever, 3 or 4 weeks, and went at halftime with the lead, and then, felt like we moved the ball pretty good all day. We just couldn't get enough points on the board, so got to try to figure out a way to get the ball in the end zone.
Tom, I know you well enough and what your answer will be regarding missing offensive weapons. It's the next man up speech that you give so well. But privately, to yourself, how do you not lament the absence of a Gronkowski, a Hernandez, a Dobson, a Tompkins, all of that?
Well, I mean, the truth is we had plenty of chances anyway, so I don't think any of those things really mattered yesterday. I mean, is it great to have everyone healthy? Yeah, of course it is, but, you know, that didn't matter yesterday. So we had plenty of chances without those guys on the field, and, you know, we just have to come up with ways to score more points because, you know, it's not going to cut it, 20 points. And, you know, we do things well enough at times to move the ball down the field, get ourselves in good position, but then we don't do enough to, you know, make, you know, plays when we really need to make them.
When you get on the plane, come home, Tom, do you immediately break out the iPad and start looking at Baltimore, or do you review first the Miami loss?
Last night I did Baltimore stuff, mm-hmm. So I didn't have the game with me on the computer from yesterday, so I'll see that today as well. The whole team, and we'll all go in and talk about, you know, the things we did well and the things we didn't do well and try to figure out how to correct those and then, you know, go forward and, you know, try to go beat Baltimore.
I'm guessing you don't look at the 34 completions as closely as you look at the one the one pick at the end, the incompletion at the end. Will you look at that last play, or have you looked at the last play, and do you just kick yourself all night and say you should have done this or should have gone there with it?
Yeah, you know, I do that pretty much over the whole game. So that one play there at the end, and, you know, that's the one, you know, because it's your last chance, you look at. But there's a lot of other chances that we had. So, you know, we had chances in the first quarter, in the second quarter, in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we just couldn't get away from them. So we got to, you know, if we can score more points and, you know, make it tougher on the other team, and it won't always have to come down to a last second play. And, you know, we've made plenty of them this year, which has been great. And yesterday we were, you know, right on the cusp there of doing it again. We just didn't, you know, quite do enough.
Did you get this? I guess yesterday was the warmest game you guys have played in all year. After the game, McKinney called out Chandler Jones, some other guys, for faking injuries. Did you get any sense at all that the heat was a factor?
No, I mean, not from my standpoint. It felt fine to me. So, you know, it's just everyone has – there's different elements. You know, people come up here and have to deal with the cold, and, you know, we go down there and deal with a little bit of the warm weather. But we're in decent shape, and I thought, you know, the receivers all – played really hard. I mean, we lost Boyce there at one point. You know, we're just down to a few active receivers who pretty much played the whole game. So, you know, we hung in there and competed hard. And different guys played some different positions. When Solder went out, Logan went to tackle. And that was, you know, he stepped in there and did a great job. So a lot of guys did a lot of really good things. You know, we just came up short in the end.
Tom, are you a law of averages kind of guy? Do you believe that calls eventually even out, that breaks eventually even out, that comebacks versus failing to come back eventually evens out?
I think there's times where you deserve a little bit more, and there's times where you probably deserve a little bit less. So, you know, that's sports, and that's, You know, we've been on the good end of that. We've been on the bad end of that.
Ridley, after last week, everyone was expecting Ridley to be a big part of this, and he had three catches for 8 yards. Was that a function of having to protect, stay in to protect the back head to help
Vereen.
Out? I'm sorry, not Ridley, Vereen. Vereen, did you need to keep your back in, and you couldn't send him out to make some catches?
Sure. Well, he was in their blitz pickup a little bit, and then I think just some of the coverages dictated that the ball goes somewhere else. So, you know, if Shane has a good look, you know, he usually gets a good look by me to get the ball. But, you know, I'll watch the film. I'm sure there's times where he was probably open and I didn't throw it. But, I mean, he's a big part of our offense. And when he gets going, then, you know, he's really a dynamic player for us. So we just got to find ways to get him the ball more often.
He had 33 targets yesterday, I think that's right, combined for Amendola and for Edelman. I guess given the fact that you couldn't use Vereen as much and given the fact that some of the other guys were out, you kind of had to rely on those two guys, and I thought both played real well.
Yeah, they had a great game. I mean, we had, you know, two of our receivers were down, and, you know, the tight ends got a few looks, and the backs only got a few looks, so it's got to go to those two guys. So, you know, they came up with a lot of big plays and big catches and important ones on touchdowns and fourth downs. And, you know, they've showed great improvement all year and been a big part of our offense. So, you know, that's the way it's got to be coming down the stretch. We just all have to do a better job because, our margin of error is very slim. And, you know, we can't make any mistakes or give them any opportunities, or if we have plays that are there to be made, then I got to throw it and hit it, and we got to come up with them. So we just don't have, we're not winning by 30 points. Every game comes down to the end, and, you know, we just got to do a better job when we have a chance to make, we have opportunities as a team, and, you know, in all three phases to make plays to, you know, help us secure wins.
Tom, did you know who man could catch one-handed?
It was a great catch. I mean, it was a great catch. I mean, I don't know if the guy was holding his other arm or what happened, but he made a great catch on that. It was a big touchdown, and, you know, those are the kind of plays that we need, you know, because we're not going to be open by, you know, 5 yards every play. We got to, you know, especially down in the red area, we got to make tough throws, make in tight windows, and come up with some tough catches, take some hits, like Julian did last week against Cleveland, where he took that big hit in the back of the end zone. But, you know, that's football in the red area. So, you know, we got to be better in the red area. We got to be better overall. It just sucks to lose.
Did you think Amendola had that one with 27 seconds left in the right corner of the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him grab it, and then the guy must have just made a great play knocking it out. So, that was a great defensive play, and, you know, Danny fought hard all day. It was, you know, one of the best games he's played. So he's a fighter, and, you know, he made some big catches there over the course of the whole game, so that was great to see.
I'm not sure how you can quantify this, Tom, but how much more difficult is it for you as a quarterback to get the ball to smallish wide receivers in the red zone as opposed to having a Megatron who can go up and get it? Or even you know, Tompkins and Dobson, you know, range your receivers, and obviously the absence of Gronk. Is it exponentially more difficult because Amendola and Edelman are undersized?
It just, you know, it really depends on the play, so. You know, the bigger you are, the more vertical separation you get. So guys like Calvin Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald or Josh Gordon or, you know, you can Gronk or, you know, when you put the ball high and you have a size advantage, you know, you always kind of have a place to throw. When you don't have that size advantage, you need horizontal separation, you know, which is at times maybe a little bit harder to get in the red area. But, I mean, we still had plenty of chances, you know, to score. So I don't think about those things too much. I mean, I just think about the fact that we missed some some pretty good opportunities to win the game, and that's probably the most disappointing point because we've been down to Miami. We always know it's tough. It's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to win. And, you know, there's other games we've come out of there and really not have, you know, a great chance to win because we just haven't dealt with, you know, that team very well. And, yes, I thought we played them better than we probably played them in a long time. We just, you know, sucked it off and couldn't score any points.
You got at Baltimore this week. Obviously, they got a game tonight. But every time you play Baltimore, we have to hear from Terrell Suggs and how much he hates you. Do you think he really hates you, or do you think he just says that to get his guys fired up?
You know, I'm not sure. It's probably a good one for him. I'm sure he'll be happy to tell you how he feels about me this week. So, you know, he's a great player. I was watching him last night. He's still a great player that he's been for a long time, and he really sets a tone for that defense. So he and Duverville can really rush, and it's going to be another, you know, tough game on the road. We've had a bunch of them this year, and we've come up with a few wins and, you know, lost four of them on the road. So, you know, we got to do a better job winning these games on the road. And you know, see if we can be mentally tough enough to come back and fight through it and, you know, see what we can make of it because, you know, we're still in a decent position. We just gotta go out and win some ball games.
You know, after the game yesterday, somebody asked Belichick about the loss and the impact on playoff seeding, and Belichick said he just doesn't care about that stuff. Is that true? I mean, do you guys spend any time, whether it's, you know, privately or whatever, paying attention to the playoff seeding? Does that matter at all?
No, it doesn't matter at all. I mean, we haven't even qualified for anything. I mean, we got 10 wins, and I mean, 10 wins is you know, it's fine, it's okay, but it hasn't gotten us anything, and, you know, what we need to do is start playing better football. I think that's the only thing I really, you know, care about is us playing better football and seeing if we can do better on a more consistent basis. Guys who play their role, we need to play it better. You know, everyone up and down the roster has to do a better job because, like I said, we don't have, you know, we're not, you know, by no means are we running away from any team that we're playing. We haven't done it all year. We haven't played well enough consistently to do that. So if you got to get in these games every week, then when we have opportunities to do it, we got to take advantage. And yesterday we had opportunities to do better and we didn't take advantage. So that's why we sit here, you know, pissed off about losses and, you know, it just you know, makes for a long week when you really give a game away that, you know, you really have a great opportunity to win.
Which leads me nicely to our quarterback question of the week, Tom. It's brought to you by Crescent Credit Union. Sort of on the same vein of what you were just talking about. On a Monday morning after a loss, when the team assembles in the facility, does the mood, the tone, and the tenor differ wildly from the atmosphere after a win the day before?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's, you know, we play for one reason, and that's to, you know, go out there and give it your best and to win. So if you come up short, none of it matters in stats and yards and turnovers and all that. None of that really means anything. You know, there's one stats that matters, and you get an opportunity to win once a week. So, you know, the whole week gets ruined when you lose, you know, because you're pissed off from the loss. So, you know, it's going to be a long week, and we're going to dig deep and see what we're made of because it's not going to be easy in Baltimore. You know, none of our games have been easy this year. We haven't been consistent enough to do it. So we got to dig deep and see if we can go out and beat a good team.
Back to work. We'll talk to you next Monday, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.